Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Americans kidnapped
shortly after they crossed the border into Mexico.
Violent Atlanta protest.
This was about anarchy, and this was about the attempt to destabilize.
Ohio train wreck.
None of those derailed cars were carrying hazardous material.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the FBI says four Americans have been assaulted and kidnapped just over the Texas border in Mexico. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The FBI says the four Americans entered Mexico driving a white minivan with North Carolina license plates. Shortly after crossing the border, gunmen opened fire on the passengers in the vehicle. All four Americans were taken from the scene by the attackers. Their conditions are unknown. This particular part of Mexico is a level 4 do not travel, the highest level warning in the State Department's travel advisory system.
Now to the Atlanta area, where a protest over a proposed police training facility got out of hand. Police Chief Darren Shirebaum says there were at least 35 arrests.
When you throw Molotov cocktails, large rocks, a number of items at officers, your only intent is to harm.
For the second time in a month, a Norfolk Southern freight train has derailed in Ohio. This one happened about 200 miles southwest of East Palestine, the scene of that toxic crash. 28 cars of the 212 went off the tracks in Springfield. Officials say there was nothing hazardous on board. Many were empty. County Health Commissioner Charles Patterson.
There have been multiple sweeps by multiple teams to ensure there aren't any chemicals present in the soil, air, or water.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in the snowbound mountains east of Los Angeles, where many people are still facing a desperate situation.
It's like more than we've ever seen and that we could prepare for.
Heather Pritchett says she's run out of food for herself and for her cats. She's one of many people trapped in Crestline nearly 2 weeks after the snow began to come down. And some told us help has been slow to come, if at all. The San Bernardino County Sheriff says there's so much snow, clearing the roads is just part of the battle.
We're having tractors come in and scoop the snow, having to drive it away, truck it out.
Meanwhile, at least a dozen people died in weather-related incidents across the southeast after powerful winds and rain slammed the region over the weekend.
Overseas now, Ukrainian troops are still fiercely defending Bakhmut, a city Russia appeared on the verge of capturing. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
The horrors being waged in Bakhmut are being described as hell on earth. But Ukrainian forces are putting up a fierce resistance as both suffer enormous losses. It's here we meet 85-year-old Antonina. Whenever I leave my home, I pray to God, she says. I pray I can get some bread and not get killed along the way. Locals are being encouraged to evacuate. We meet Sasha and Ludmila, who've been married for 46 years. Sasha tells us his health is deteriorating fast, and he's ready to go. But Ludmila just can't bring herself to abandon her life.
Do you support your husband's decision to leave while you stay here?
Yes.
It's hard, she says. I will survive. I am strong.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer tells us China's president is using the annual meeting of the national parliament to tighten his control.
Almost 3,000 delegates will enshrine in law the wishes of their leader, China's president Xi Jinping.
classes.
She's zero COVID policy with its ruthless quarantines and epic testing did huge economic damage to China. Premier Li Keqiang made it clear repairing the damage is a top priority. The development target, he said, is growth of around 5%. But it's not clear that growth will translate into good news for American businesses in China. Michael Hart heads the American Chamber of Commerce in Beijing.
Companies feel like they're squeezed out of certain industries. And so there is a question mark that many U.S. companies have about, are we really welcome?
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden in Selma, Alabama yesterday at the historic Edmund Pettus Bridge, where peaceful civil rights protesters were beaten by police 58 years ago.
We can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know. We should learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation. And everyone should know the truth of Selma.
At the Reagan Presidential Library in California, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did not dispel the notion many Republicans have that he'll run for president.
We are not going to teach our students to hate this country or to hate each other. We are not going to divide our students on the basis of their skin color. We are going to teach them that what is important is the content of their character.
Former Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan told Face the Nation he's not going to enter the 2024 presidential field. He urged others considering it to get behind a GOP candidate who can prevent former President Trump from getting the nod.
Don't run just because you want to get your name known or you want to be on TV or you want to write a book or because you want to be a cabinet secretary. You should only run if you believe that you're capable and qualified and that you have a real chance.
Government investigators are now looking into the death of a man aboard a business jet late last week. It happened when the jet ran into bad turbulence in the Northeast. Aviation safety expert Michael Tiger.
Wouldn't be surprised in the least if there was blunt trauma injury as a result of being thrown around while this passenger was unsecured.
The world's oceans are in danger, and there's a new agreement to try to protect them, as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This is a first-ever deal reached by more than 190 countries to protect the oceans, including those that lie beyond nations' borders. It's been 20 years in the making. It still needs ratification by the UN, but the Washington Post reports it could be a new chapter for the Earth's high seas, with just over 1% currently environmentally protected from everything from pollution to overfishing.
In Britain, there's where the office of King Charles has been in touch with Prince Harry and his wife about attending the new king's coronation in May. Harry seemed to deepen the rift with the royal family after the publication of his book called Spare. The last surviving original member of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd has died. Gary Rossington, the guitarist on Sweet Home Alabama and the group's other big hits, was 71. The band's Facebook page did not give a cause of death, but said he's now with his Skynyrd brothers and family in heaven and playing it pretty.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It was a wedding celebration to remember for a couple of Adele fans in Las Vegas.
Adele was walking through the audience singing when she spotted Gabby and Evan Corris, who'd come straight from their wedding to see her show at Caesar's Palace. Adele let out a scream, rushed over to congratulate the couple, and signed Gabby's wedding dress as she sang. The newlyweds posted the video to Instagram and thanked the singer for creating the memory of a lifetime. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Prosecutors and attorneys for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried are requesting the disgraced crypto kingpin be allowed a flip phone or another device that's not a smartphone while on bail. It was alleged last month that Bankman-Fried used electronic devices in ways that can't be traced. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.